Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Everybody, welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
There is a whole lot to talk about, so let's get to it. Of course, ATL's in the house. All systems go. Heidi and Frank over there on the West Coast. How y'all feeling over there?
We're very good.
Very good today.
Good.
We're good.
Well, later on in the show, we're dishing with Matthew McConaughey about his brand new movie. And also, Julie Chen's break from her show to talk might be a permanent situation. But first, we got to talk about last night's Emmys, of course, right?
Yeah.
Heidi, tell us something.
Oh, my goodness. I loved it. The 2018 Emmy Awards were last night, but the most exciting part of the Emmys last night is when Glenn Weiss won an Emmy for directing last year's Oscars, and during his acceptance speech, he did something that shocked the entire audience, and it was great. Take a look.
Jan, you are the sunshine in my life, and Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. And I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
Thank you to the Academy. Thank you, everybody.
Here's the thing. I was sitting on the couch while the Emmys were on, and I think for the very first time in my life, when I did a standing ovation by myself.
What?
And then the crowd stood up, too. What you didn't see was the crowd stood up and gave a standing ovation, and I was standing in my family room like, oh, my God, goosebumps all over my body.
But my thing, what I thought it was real touching, but he gave her his mama's ring.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's an heirloom.
You know, when you see someone else get proposed to, it feels like you're getting proposed to. Like, you get that excited to see it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they know the circles of we're directing the Emmys, we're directing the Oscars. That's why no one started playing him off. You know, usually it's like, that was a long
exactly.
Yeah. You got my back. I'm going to do a thing.
Yeah.
So he knew he was going to have enough time to do the proposal.
Exactly. Because he talked all about his family. He apologized to all his... He told all his brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Now, they know about it because, you know, honey, they were going to say, you stole mama's ring.
Uh-huh.
But he had to explain.
If you look like this guy, you have to do it in front of a group of people because she can't say no.
Frank...
You can't. That's true. And even,
I mean,
you know, she would have to at least say yes, Frank, and then at home be like, now, you know, I ain't ready to marry
you. I didn't want
to
make you look bad, but
I just had to
say
yes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't marry him. I mean, you look at this guy and you hear the ring, you think he's going to be the next star of the ring. You know,
Frank,
he's got that, he combs his hair forward, he's like, marry me.
So, also with SNL's Colin Jost and Michael Che as this year's host, no topic was off limits, especially when it came to race and diversity. I mean, they were going in. Michael even took some time to honor some of the unsung black actors for their contributions to television. And no, they didn't receive a Lifetime Achievement Emmy. Instead, he gave out the first ever Reparations Emmy. Take a look.
Yeah. We just did the most.
Okay.
Man, Jaleel, Steve Urkel was the OG black nerd. I mean, if it wasn't for you, there'd be no Donald Glover. There'd be no Kanye West. There'd be no Obama.
Did I do that?
Yeah, man, you did that.
This is for your amazing work on Martin, on Everybody Hates Chris, and for being pound for pound the best sitcom actress I have ever seen.
So the Academy just gave this to you?
Let's just say I stole it from Bill Cosby.
You what?
Now, also awards were given to Jimmy Walker for his portrayal of JJ on Good Times and also Marla Gibbs. But if they did this every year, I would be so here for it.
Yes. Nah, that was pretty funny. Then he said he kind of stole it from Bill Cosby.
Do you have any nominees for next year?
Ooh. Well, you know who I think. I mean, since we're honoring Marla Gibbs,
I think we gotta go with Jack A. Okay.
She definitely deserves one next year.
So, did they take it back from those people? Or did they actually let them keep the Emmy?
No, they just was playing.
Just a little play. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They don't love them that much, honey.
Just a little play guy.
Is LaWanda Page still alive? Because I want to nominate LaWanda Page. Esther Anderson, Fred Sanford's sister-in-law, LaWanda.
She was sassy.
Oh, I loved her.
But yeah, I would like to nominate Brat for a reparations grant.
I don't want that.
You don't want a reparations?
That was a joke. I don't want no reparations, nothing. What do reparations mean anyway? Reparation? Repair?
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you when they didn't, so we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate y'all,
we appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, that's better. You should have been honored, but you weren't.
We appreciation award.
Yeah, there you go.
What if we call it the Tupac You Are Appreciated Award?
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll take that.
You all appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Brad.
You stupid.
Yes, honey, now the Emmys had a lot of surprise moments last night, but a red carpet moment that shocked everyone was Auntie Jennifer Lewis, baby. Now, the actress kept it sporty by rocking Nike head to toe.
All right, baby.
Yes, honey. Now, when asked about her choice of fashion, the actress had this to say. Take a look.
I'm feeling really good because I want to applaud Nike for supporting Colin Kaepernick in his protest against racial injustice and police brutality. I want to say to the millennials tonight, you're not alone. And I am unafraid to give back and to say to the millennials, we hear you.
And they hear you right now. They're loving every moment of it. Yes, the red carpet is full ablaze right now. Jennifer was...
Okay, now, how do you guys feel about celebrities using the red carpet, honey, to make huge statements like that?
You gotta talk when people are listening, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, let me tell y'all something, though, child. I love Miss Lewis, baby, but that girl may not have her lithium yet, honey, so that's what...
What? She stay lit now. Every time she gonna express herself.
Yes.
I don't know if she really is behind Colin Kaepernick so much as she wanted to be comfortable and not wear, like, you know, the Spanx and a dress and go
she
to the Emmys. She's like, you know what? I got a sweater on. Go Nike. Go college. She's like, this is nice.
Let's bedazzle that swoosh and get to the red carpet.
I just want to be comfortable.
She don't need to be off no lithium. Gary on no lithium. She tell you how she feel all the time, even in her songs.
Oh, yeah.
She say, I don't want nobody with me in the streets.
Okay,
guys, it's time for some real talk now. Co-host of CBS The Talk, Julie Chen, is leaving the show following her husband Les Moonves' departure from the company amid sexual misconduct allegations.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Julie's departure comes 1 week after CBS announced that Les was no longer the CEO of the network and is being investigated for multiple sexual misconduct allegations.
Mm-hmm. Here's why she has to leave, because she's standing by her husband, Les Moonves, but I remember when the whole Harvey Weinstein thing was happening, and she was bashing him. Her husband's no different. And
she did the same thing to Bill Cosby, honey. They say when you live in a glass house, baby, don't throw no stones.
She was bashing Bill Cosby's wife for sticking by his side, specifically.
Oh, man. That ain't the same club.
This is why I think if you're going to get rid of Julie Chen or she's leaving, and we just talked about Jennifer Lewis, I think you sit Jennifer Lewis in that seat because, like Portia said earlier, and Brad said, she tells it like it is.
And Julie Chen couldn't talk about everything because a lot of her stuff had to do with this sexual lawsuit that was coming.
Yeah.
So she had to keep her mouth closed and get those coins.
Yeah.
Plus, he's worth $600 million with $120 million set to be, you know, given to him when he leaves. So she doesn't want to leave the cash. I mean,
well, you don't have to. Leave him. You get half of it. She's got a kid.
And she's not going to divorce him because her putting his name and the last name like she just did, that's declaring I'm going to stand by my man.
Why it always got to be about money, y'all? Why can't this just be?
Why can't this just be for better?
All right, honey.
All right, y'all. Up next, Brat Kanye is ready to go back to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Shutdown. That's right, home sweet home. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
Well, it looks like Kanye West is moving on up and back to the South Side.
Okay, Chi-Town.
Yeah, his hometown of Chi-Raq. Now, the Good Life rapper made an appearance at a Chicago high school alongside Chance the Rapper, where he announced a joint album with Chance the Rapper that we've all been waiting for a long time.
Nice.
It's called Good Ass Job. Mm. And he added to that and told the crowd he was going to be moving back home again full time. Take a look.
Wow.
So the first thing on my mind that I have to tell you is I got to let y'all know that I moved back to Chicago. I'm never leaving again.
The type of joy this brings me. Mm. I just feel like we're about to get the old Kanye back. Like, don't you feel that?
Yes.
Like,
so I guess they're going to have two spots because Kim ain't moving to the shop.
There's no way in hell she's going to leave Calabasas.
Visit. But she's getting rid of him. I told y'all they're not together.
She's not getting rid of him. They are together.
You think they're breaking up, Gary?
Please.
They're
and not the title of that album is Good Ass Job. That means her job is done.
Oh, Lord,
and trust
Gary.
Me, honey.
No. How much you want to bet on it? I don't believe that.
I bet you'll be moving back, too.
To Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm not moving back to Chicago. I love Chicago and all my family there. I was born and raised there, but I'm cool where I'm at. I'm out here chasing this bag.
Well, hell, you see, he done got the bag already, so that's why he's going back home.
Stephen Baldwin, honey. Ooh. He was the hottest topic on Wendy Williams' show yesterday. Now, the talk show host slammed the actor for allowing his daughter, who's very young, Hailey Baldwin, to marry Justin Bieber.
Shame on you, Stephen Baldwin, the father of Hailey Baldwin, for co-signing on your 21-year-old daughter getting married. These days, 21 is too young to be getting married. I know she's a model and everything like that, but she's not one of the biggies. The biggest thing that has happened to her is that she's with Bieber, who's attached to $250 million.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, Justin Bieber has dated a little bit of every slice of life out there.
Really?
And so he must truly like this girl in order for him to decide that, like, this is the girl I want to marry. Because, I mean, like, he's had, you know, what people would consider to be better options.
But the question is not whether Bieber is in love with Hailey or Hailey in love with Bieber. It's whether Stephen Baldwin is encouraging it because of Bieber's money, you know.
You know that, honey. She pushing her ass like, Hailey,
thank you.
Get him.
We would accuse any other. If
that's
they were
right.
black, that's the first thing you say. Oh, yeah, yeah, she's trying to push him over there or push her child.
Okay, yo, wait
so
a minute.
It's the same
that's
thing.
That's what it is.
Why can't they really love each other?
They just met yesterday.
Okay, but when you turn 18, you grown, and they got money, and they live the rich white people privileged life. She probably does what she wants to do and has been doing it since she was 15 or 16, and whatever she wants to do, he's going to encourage her, or else she's going to kick his ass to the curb.
No, but he encouraged her to marry him, honey. Trust me, he encouraged
her. That's what I'm saying, because she's happy.
Him, Haley,
he's,
now.
Whether he's pushing it or not, he ain't stopping it.
He sure damn not.
Like, why should he stop it?
Why should he stop it?
She's a baby. She's only 20.
Oh, my God.
And like Wendy said, she's not a big model yet. She ain't every white woman is a model.
That's not
and
up to him, though.
She ain't no supermodel yet, honey. So, no, we ain't seen her on no runway but at Justin Bieber house.
Hey, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Are you tired of walking around with a phone charger or having to beg somebody to charge your phone?
It's the bane of my existence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have just a solution for you. The Jones New York Charging Wristlet is perfect for keeping your phone charged when you're on the go or when you're out of town. Honey, it's stylish, and it features a built-in universal charging station that's compatible with Android and Apple devices.
Ooh, this is cute, Brad. I'm liking this one.
Well, let me tell you what it offers. It offers an exterior pocket for interior card slots, and all pockets have a zippered closure removal wrist strap.
Now, you know I could use this, child, but how much does it cost?
Y'all hold on to your seats, because I'm getting ready to tell you how much it costs, okay?
Okay.
So, usually the Jones of New York Charging Wristlet goes for $60, but for all our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$20! Oh, $20! Oh, wow. My God, this is $20?
Yay, most chargers cost $20 without the purse.
Okay. Actually, they cost more than that, honey. Well, just go to morningsave.com and say, Dish Nation sent you.
That's amazing. After the break, we're talking to Matthew McConaughey and the cast of the new movie, White Boy Rick. Don't go nowhere. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, big homie Andrew Freund chopped it up with the cast of the movie White Boy Rick, which is in theaters now. Check it out.
Y'all know who my dad is, right? Y'all know what he sell?
Hey, I know your broke-ass daddy. What you said your name was?
Rick.
All right, White Boy Rick. You got some balls coming here like you did.
Ask yourself this. Would you believe a 15-year-old kid was working for the federal government?
But he was.
What do you think are the good parts about 80s fashion, and what are the bad parts?
Good parts, definitely the fur and the jewelry. Big chains, definitely the cars. You know, the drop tops.
Drop tops?
Yeah. What do you mean, drop top?
It's a drop top.
Are you serious?
They don't have those in the UK.
They don't? It's when the top of the car drops, and you're...
To be continued.
To be continued.
What was an 80s Matthew McConaughey like?
Well, an 80s Matthew McConaughey got his driver's license in 1986. And that was a big day there, baby. Now we got dates, I can drive. I was in the most popular group, but I also was really good friends with the one gothic girl in our school with the nose ring. The fights I got into were for taking up for the underdog or the nerd. I was having a good time making grades and chasing girls.
What's a party with Matthew McConaughey like?
All right, all right, all right. That's what it is.
When you were a kid at that age, what were you really good at?
At that age, I was working at Party City, at a costume shop, Bennigan's, and I was also working at Red Lobster.
Did you get free Cheddar Bay biscuits?
At one point, I would take them, put them in my car, and just, like, have them. Like, it was like I had them on deck. If you wanted a biscuit, I got you.
What are fake drugs made out of? I want to know, what are people snorting? What's going on there?
I mean, there was a particular ingredient for the crack. I remember everyone was talking about the texture, and it's very surprising who comes out of the woodwork and goes, no, it doesn't look like that. And you turn around, and you sort of see this middle-aged woman go, no, crack looks like this. And you're like, oh, okay then, look, let me take over. And you're like, it's amazing. It's a bit unnerving how many people will become an expert in what drugs should look like. I personally have no idea.
And then, there's not really weed in this movie. Weed's like oregano, and they make the...
That wasn't on the screen.
No.
Yeah, oregano. I think there's some sort of innocuous kind of talc or creatine snort. Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Apparently, there's a hotel that helps couples end their marriage.
Why are you looking into this? Why are you revealing something right now? What?
I subscribe. Anyway, this hotel is located in Saratoga Springs, New York, and it's a place known for welcoming married couples and then seeing them leave single, happy, and positive. Yeah, the whole point of the hotel is to make divorce easy as possible for, you know, each person in the couple, and that they even provide a mediator. So you basically book a weekend. You're miserable when you arrive, and you're happy when you leave.
Wait, so this
talk
is
about
like
the ultimate vacation.
You like when people go on honeymoons after they get married. So this is like a divorce moon. This is like we're taking one last trip. We know that we're done.
If I was getting divorced, and it's highly likely,
uh-huh.
I would book this hotel because I'd want to make it easy because I mean divorces can get so ugly and
right.
stuff. You got a mediator there, and it's like it's a setting where there is a pool and room service. You don't have to worry about anything else besides just getting out.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a bad idea. I wouldn't do it.
Maybe it's a swingers club, really. Where it's like, if everybody goes there, it's a disgruntled couple, then it's like, okay, maybe you're going to meet somebody down by the poo.
Oh, at the Whore Seasons.
The Whore Seasons! I'd go there.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.